What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with another Daily Digest episode today. Lots of AI news to update you on, so I picked out three different highlights from today's rundown.ai newsletter to dive a little deeper into and give you a synopsis on some of the latest happenings in the world of AI. First, we're going to talk about a new AI agent coming from Google, codenamed Project Jarvis, appropriately. For anyone out there who is not a Marvel fan, Jarvis was the artificial intelligence assistant to Tony Stark, Iron Man. So we'll talk about some of that news, and we'll also talk about some hallucination issues within the OpenAI Whisper feature, which is their voice recognition transcription function in their models. And then lastly, we're going to touch on Notebook Llama, which is an open source competitor released by Meta against Notebook LM, the viral Google AI podcast tool. So let's go ahead and get into it. First things first, Google's new agent, codenamed Jarvis, and I'm pulling this information from both the Rundown newsletter today and an article on Tom's Hardware, and both will be linked in the show notes, of course. This report says that Google is working on an AI agent that will be capable of taking over our browser or your browser. And this is where it differentiates a little bit from Anthropic's computer use, and where I think it falls a little short compared to computer use. Computer use is designed to perform all computer tasks, whereas the current project codenamed Jarvis is apparently only going to work in the browser, although they are working on an agent that can perform actions outside the browser as well, according to this article. And essentially what this AI will do, it'll navigate through the browser and take actions based on screen captures and screenshots of the websites and the browser content. In its first iteration, it's designed to help perform tasks like research, planning, so like planning trips or vacations, online shopping. According to the rundown in the article in Tom's Hardware, this browser agent is set to release with the next generation of the Gemini AI model, and it should be coming before the end of the year. I'm definitely eager to see how it compares to Claude's computer use in its functionality and performance. We'll have to wait and see, but it's clear now that everybody is going to be jumping onto the autonomous computer use agents, or computer use agents, CUA, as the article on tomshardware.com refers to them. Okay, moving on to our second story, which is a big one. This is about the transcription feature in the OpenAI models called Whisper. And this has been touted for its accuracy and its human level capabilities as far as transcribing and really kind of tracking a conversation. However, researchers have discovered that Whisper hallucinates to an almost insane degree. It's a major flaw in the tool, in the transcription function, and it often makes up entire segments of text or sentences. And according to people who have been interviewed or have been researching this, the hallucinations can also include racial commentary or violent rhetoric, which is obviously a huge issue, especially if you're just trying to use this as a transcription tool to transcribe what you're recording, you know, i.e. podcasts or videos, where you definitely don't want random racially charged rhetoric or violent rhetoric populated or peppered throughout your episode, that's for sure. And this is particularly concerning due to the adoption of the Whisper tool in healthcare settings. There are several healthcare professionals who are using the tool to transcribe patient records and patient interviews. And according to the article here, there are 30,000 professionals using this Whisper function in a specific tool called Nabla. Initial findings and research show that this problem is pretty rampant and out of control. A researcher from the University of Michigan claimed that he found hallucinations in 8 out of the 10 transcriptions he inspected, so 80% there, before he was forced to try and rework and improve the model. In another case, a machine learning engineer said that in the Whisper transcriptions that he was analyzing, which apparently were over 100 hours, he discovered hallucinations in about half of them, about 50% of them. Well, a third developer claimed to have found hallucinations in every one of the 26,000 transcripts he created with Whisper. Apparently, the problem even exists in short audio recordings. One study recently uncovered 187 hallucinations across 13,000 audio snippets. Now, it should be said, and it's worth mentioning, that OpenAI has cautioned against using the tool because of these issues, especially in settings where data needs to be secure and communication is of the utmost importance, like healthcare, for instance. Some of the examples of this hallucination are pretty outrageous, and they can show you just how disastrous this flaw could be, depending on the context. For instance, one example, according to this article, a speaker said, quote unquote, he, the boy, was going to, I'm not sure exactly, take the umbrella. But the transcription read the following, quote unquote, he took a big piece of a cross, a teeny small piece. I'm sure he didn't have a terror knife, so he killed a number of people. Like, what? How does that happen, given the inputted text? Another recording described, quote unquote, two other girls and one lady. And Whisper invented an extra bit of commentary on race, in this instance, saying two other girls and one lady, who were black. And then finally, in a third example, specific to healthcare, Whisper basically invented a non-existent treatment or a non-existent medication called hyperactivated antibiotics. So clearly the companies, whether it's OpenAI, this company Nabla that is using the Whisper API in their tool, are aware of the issue. Both have stated that they are. OpenAI suggests not using the tool in any decision-making contexts or situations. Nabla emphasizes the fact that physicians should be editing and correcting their transcriptions within their tool. So clearly, until the models have been able to work around this hallucination, and especially when transcribing, we're going to strongly suggest here at the AI Marketing Navigator that if you are using Whisper or any of your tools or workflows are using the Whisper API, use some extra caution and definitely go through and edit, do some Q&A on your transcripts for sure. And then last but not least, we have a little announcement from Meta about a new open source tool that is on the GitHub repository called Notebook Llama. And right within the README file on GitHub, they say, quote unquote, an open source version of Notebook LM. So I will link to the GitHub repo where all the instructions are on how you can use Notebook Llama. It is a bit technical and will involve running some terminal commands as well as accessing the Hugging Face AI model repository. But if you are interested in utilizing the synopsis and podcast generation features of Notebook Llama or Notebook LM, you can now do so using the open source Notebook Llama. And Meta AI is just going to continue to be Meta AI and open source as much of this technology as they possibly can. And we will continue to celebrate that on the show for sure. If anybody out there has tested out Notebook Llama or used Notebook Llama, let me know what you think. There's a little example link here. So let's go ahead and listen to that now so we can get an idea of what this feature is compared to Notebook LM anyway. Just one moment here. So I'm just going to go ahead and play this little snippet. Go ahead and give it a listen and we'll see how it compares.
Welcome to this week's episode of Lestat Insights, where we explore the latest developments in the field of artificial intelligence. Today, we're going to dive into the fascinating world of knowledge, distillation. So let's get started. Joining me on this journey is my co-host who's new to the topic, and I'll be guiding them through the ins and outs of new to the topic. I'll be guiding them through the ins and outs of knowledge, distillate started.
Sounds exciting. I've heard of knowledge distillation, but I'm not entirely sure what it's all about. Can you give me a brief overview? Okay, good.
Of course, knowledge distillation is a technique that enables the transfer of knowledge from a large complex model like KTOSET.
Okay, so definitely not on the same level as Notebook LM, in my opinion. Not nearly as good as the Notebook LM results or experience. I think there is definitely some work to be done here before they can open source, or at least before this open source solution can be comparable to how impressive Notebook LM is. The initial voice of the podcast recorder sounded pretty robotic and not very human-like to me. And there was some strange interruptions and some strange repeats going on, as you heard in there. So again, if you remember the Notebook LM example that we played on this show, or not, go check that episode, or go just check out Notebook LM for yourself, and you can see what I mean when I say I think it's a lot better, a lot more natural sounding, and a lot more high quality, to be honest. But again, the fact that this is open source is awesome, and hopefully it can get to a point where it's comparable or better as an open source solution even than Notebook LM is. Again, if you've had any more success with Notebook Llama or have been able to get it to sound a little bit more natural, definitely let me know. I would be curious to see. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.